Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to the Game 5 Instant Reaction Show. This is Caps Flyers on What the Puck. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. Instead of What the Puck, what the hell? What was that? Come on, Caps. I mean, this team was dead in the water. You were up 3-0 in the series. And here we are, going into Game 6 now. And Coach Dan and I both said that this would be a long series, that it would go 7 games probably. So I'm not shocked in any way that it is going this way. But at the same time, how do you justify that play? That's not a Stanley Cup champion team play. It's not. These guys are taking stupid penalties. Some of the worst penalties they've taken all season. Justin Williams, Jason Chimera, two guys this game that definitely stuck out to me as being two guys that can't control their own sticks. They're making dumb choices. You got to play a little bit more responsible, I guess, to your teammates, to yourself, to your fans, because this sucks, man. This just sucks. Not a good game at all. Nothing. I mean, Braden Holtby was good. Ovi. Whew. Ovi looks frustrated as hell, guys. Ovi looks like he's ready to go. He might, I don't know, is Worlds still going on? Maybe he wants to go to Worlds again, because he does not look good, and he does not look like he is enjoying himself at all. This has been a weird game. Just, I'm at a loss for words, honestly. These guys are acting like they don't want to win. I thought the way it started, TJ Oshie came out and he was like, "Yo, you're not gonna mess with my boy Cousy. You're not gonna do anything to that guy anymore." And he started a fight within the first 10 seconds. I saw that on Super Bowl weekend with the Hershey Bears, and I was like, "Hey, that's one way to get your team riled up. Yeah, absolutely, that's great." And I was into it, and I was like, "All right, this team's coming out. They got some fire in their bellies, and they're ready to go." And then, you know, some dumb penalties happened, and that was it. That was it the entire game. That's the whole story of the game. Dumb penalties and the inability to get rebounds from Michael Neuwirth. The dude gives them away for free. I mean, this is just crazy. We saw this last year in the playoffs up against the Rangers. Lundqvist was a friggin' rebound machine, and Nuvi is the same way. He's kicking those pucks out of the way. He's making great saves. Looks amazing. But at the same time, he's doing the thing where the puck's just out there. It's on the ice, and nobody's going after it. Everyone's just playing around. They're trying to get those fancy goals. We've seen this so many times from the Capitals. They want those fancy goals. They want it to be tic-tac-toe. They want boom, 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 boom. Goal, that's it. That's not how it's going to work with Nuvi. You guys should know this. Most of you played with him not too long ago. I mean, think about that. He's a former Capital. You kind of got, you know, you got the inside track on that one. He's one of your boys. You ate dinner with him before. You traveled with him. You know how he plays. Those rebounds are just everywhere. Who wants one? It's like Oprah giving away cars. You get a rebound, and you get a rebound, and you get a rebound. But, yeah, you know, I don't want the insurance and all that stuff, so I'm not going to accept it. I'm just gonna hang out over here and hope the puck comes to me, and then I'll make a play. Unbelievable, guys. We are going to a Game 6. That is going to be on Sunday. We don't know what time. I'm hoping it's after 6 because I am hosting a benefit for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Tickets are $40 at Tall Cedars in Parkville if you care to join us on Sunday. Hopefully they have internet and I can listen to the game if it's anywhere from 1 to 6. But it better not be. Better be at night. Better be at like 8 o'clock so I can wind down from hosting a 6-hour benefit. And I can enjoy a beer and a Caps win. I'd be cool with that. That'd be a great way to end a weekend. Let's go with that. Let's end it there. Caps, they need to go after those rebounds. They need to stop taking friggin' penalties. Stop taking dumb penalties. God, they're so stupid. What? Just like the high sticking. Keep your stick on the ice, man. I know it's hard. But do it. Just do it, man. Anyway. All right, so game five. Caps lose. 3-2 now in the series. We figured it would go to seven. Just looking like the Caps we all know and love. That's true. It's very true. They are, you know, they're just being the Caps. We thought it was something different this year, and it might be. I'm not giving up on these boys. I'm not doing that. I might sound like a downer right now, but it's also because it's like 10:30 on a Friday, and I'm tired. And I went to Springsteen two nights ago, and, you know, I'm still recovering from that. I'm old now. So that's it. That's it for this instant reaction on What the Puck. Coach Dan will be back on Sunday to do the instant reaction there. Hopefully that's the last one of this series. That's what I would like. But we shall see. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at BrandoCash. Follow the show on Twitter at WTP_podcast. Facebook.com/WTP podcast. Like us over there. We are available for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, and the Google Play Music Store, Google Play Music, something like that. I don't know. All right, guys. There we go. We're going to game six. See you on Sunday.